Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, just a heads up, this episode contains descriptions of sexual violence, so please take care while listening. At the State of the Union last night, there were a few special guests in the audience. Some lawmakers invited families of people still being held hostage in Gaza. And while President Joe Biden has suffered politically from this war, these families' suffering has been profound and all-consuming. Every day, they wonder if their loved ones are even still alive, and they are left to imagine what they are going through if they are. And unfortunately, those dark thoughts likely turned even darker earlier this week after the United Nations released a report on sexual violence in Israel and Gaza. Today, what this report says and why advocates say its mere existence is a major step on a quest for justice.
It gave sort of the authority of an independent third-party voice who could once and for all close the door to any at least serious person questioning whether these atrocities took place.
From CNN, this is Tug of War. I'm David Rind. In December, I spoke with CNN anchor and senior global affairs analyst Bianca Golodriga about the growing calls from survivors of October 7th, first responders, women's advocacy groups, for the world and specifically the United Nations to recognize and look into claims of sexual violence perpetrated by Hamas during its attack on Israel. Well, not long after, a UN team did start looking into this, and earlier this week, they released their report. I asked Bianca to tell me what they found.
What was so significant about this report is less the individual findings and the specific language, because a lot of this was already reported. What was more significant about it is that it came from the UN. It was Pramila Patton, who's the UN representative on sexual violence and conflict. And it gave sort of the authority of an independent third-party voice who could once and for all close the door to any at least serious person questioning whether these atrocities took place.
Stefan, good afternoon, members of the press, and thank you for being here. I know you've all been waiting for this briefing for a while.
So Pramila and her team spent 2.5 weeks in Israel, and they spent hours talking to people on the ground, government officials, independent investigative parties. They went through 5,000 photos, 50 hours of footage and interviews. They came upon many challenges as well. Sadly, a lot of these victims were killed. And a lot of the evidence had been destroyed in the aftermath. Nonetheless, it is a pretty damning and conclusive report.
The mission was a difficult one in terms of what we heard and the details of the most shocking brutality of the attacks by Hamas and others.
So here was their initial finding, that there are reasonable grounds to believe that conflict-related sexual violence occurred during the October 7th attacks in multiple locations across the Gaza periphery, including rape, gang rape, in at least 3 locations.
Namely the Nova Music Festival site and its surroundings, Road 232 and Kibbutz Reim. And in most of these incidents, victims were first subjected to rape and then killed. And at least 2 incidents relate to the rape of women's corpses. And as you know, the Nova Music Festival, we found, was a site of grave violations, including brutal mass murders, with several hundreds of bodies recovered from the site, in addition to many abductions. Bodies were also found with extensive burn damage.
They also said that in the Nahal Oz military base, the mission reviewed reports of sexual violence, including a case of rape and genital mutilation, neither of which could have been verified, but that is where female soldiers had been kidnapped from.
No, we could not verify any sexual violence in Barrie at this point, which does not mean necessarily it didn't occur. It means we couldn't verify it. And two of the cases.
The mission conducted a visit to Kibbutz Barrie, and they were able to determine that at least two allegations of sexual violence widely reported were unfounded due to either new superseding information or inconsistency in the facts that they gathered.
I'll just give one example, referring to the allegation of a pregnant woman whose womb had reportedly been ripped open before she was killed, with her fetus stabbed while still inside her.
This is something, I don't know if you recall it, if our listeners will recall something that we heard just in the first few days following the horrors of the attack. But they said there was no credible evidence that would back up that report. But that doesn't negate, obviously, what they were able to, with great standing, and say there's reasonable grounds to believe did occur.
And so I think about the hostages then that are still being held in Gaza. What did this report say about what may be happening to them as we speak?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. I think that is the most important part of this report. And I'll quote again, with respect to hostages, the mission team found clear and convincing information that some have been subjected to various forms of conflict-related sexual violence, including rape and sexual torture and sexualized cruel, inhuman, and degrading treatment. And this is what is really alarming, it also has reasonable grounds to believe that such violence may be ongoing.
I pause and must add that I am of the strong opinion that this finding does not in any way legitimize further violence, but actually reinforces the need for an urgent ceasefire.
And so, Pramila Patton, while not stepping into the politics and the diplomacy between these negotiations ongoing, did make a point that is their view, that given their findings as it relates to these hostages, that it is urgent that a ceasefire be reached so that, in addition to bringing in humanitarian aid into Gaza, that these hostages, who they say are extremely vulnerable to ongoing rapes and sexual violence, can be released and come home as soon as possible. We should say that Hamas all along has denied all of these allegations that they committed rape and sexual violence on October 7th. We should also note that Patton visited the occupied Palestinian territory, and this mission team didn't visit Gaza. This investigation wasn't centered specifically on these allegations about Palestinians being mistreated by the IDF, but the IDF says that they are investigating this separately, and Pramila Patton did say that her office will continue to monitor the situation, and I believe there are other branches of the UN that are looking into that.
Biana and I will be back in just a bit.
This podcast is supported by Sleep Number. Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores? Sleep Number does that. Only Sleep Number smart beds let you each choose your ideal comfort and support, your Sleep Number setting. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep and provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. All Sleep Number smart beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. Temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome back to Tug of War. I'm speaking with CNN's Biana Golodryga.
Can you sleep even now? I know you said you slept with one eye open.
Yeah. It's day like that. Each day it's better.
In therapy. You and I also spoke about the interview you did with someone who was held hostage and then released during the last ceasefire. Did she tell you anything about what she saw or heard as it relates to sexual violence?
No, and this is, you know, these are very sensitive issues to bring up. And I think people with their own separate views, for whatever reason, would grasp on to whatever reports would be coming out of the initial interviews with hostages that had been released. If they say that they, you know, they didn't experience sexual violence or they didn't hear about anything, they would say, aha, well, see, there you go. It didn't happen. Mm. Whereas there's, you know, reason to question some of their responses for no other reason, because they may still be concerned about the well-being of those that remain in Gaza.
Sure.
But there has been reporting, and one of the reasons that Pramila and her team say that they found clear and convincing information about this happening to hostages is there have been hostages released who did say that they spoke with other hostages, women specifically, who did say that they had endured rape and sexual violence and that it had been ongoing.
Mm. About the naysayers, imagine that, you know, the way the internet works these days and the way conspiracy theories work, that even in the face of a report like this, there will still be people who say, no, this is made up.
Yeah, I mean, you're always going to have conspiracy theorists, but I just think we got to the point where there are some quasi-serious organizations, people with big profiles, that were questioning this as well. The majority of these investigations, if not all, had been conducted by Israelis. Mm. And so I think that the fact that you have a UN body, which, let's be honest, doesn't actually have a very, you know, good relationship with Israel at this point, is the one that issued this report. I think that's significant. It's not a trivial thing that this came from the UN.
And you alluded to some of the challenges in investigating this kind of thing, you know, under normal circumstances, let alone the chaos of October 7th. So is there any hope for any kind of justice?
Yeah, the statement went on to say that overall the mission team is of the view that the true prevalence of sexual violence during the October 7th attacks and their aftermath may take months or years to emerge and may never be fully known.
Victims take time. I mean, like, I have come across victims reporting after 25 years in Bosnia, you know, and they will come forward in their own time, on their own terms.
And this speaks to, again, the issue at hand, that it is very difficult, understandably, for survivors to come forward. She was not able to speak with any survivors of sexual assault or rape, though she did speak to eyewitnesses. And when she first arrived in Israel, she did ask for, please, anybody, any of these survivors, you know, come forward. You know, they would love to speak with them. And she said, you know, for a number of reasons, that some are continuing to go psychological treatment. They just weren't ready. And then there was also the question of trust and, you know, not feeling that they could trust whoever they were going to be speaking with at that point.
Yeah, just deeply, deeply traumatic. Well, thanks for staying on this for us, Bianna. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Tug of War is a production of CNN Audio. This episode was produced by Paolo Ortiz and me, David Rind. Our senior producer is Haley Thomas, Dan DeZula is our technical director, and Steve Lichtai is the executive producer of CNN Audio. We get support from Alex Manisseri, Robert Mathers, John Dianora, Lenny Steinhardt, James Andres, Nicole Pesaru, and Lisa Namorow. Special thanks to Caroline Patterson and Katie Hinman. We'll be back on Wednesday. You can get the very latest at CNN.com or on the CNN Five Things podcast, wherever you listen. We'll talk to you later.
Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.